From the Dawn Continued, Chof Beis Cheshvan, Heitov, Shalom and Zion, November 3rd, 1977, Thursday Continued.
Oh, will we rot so Rabbeinu Yitzchak Rav Yechon? The Omasho, Afiru Likore El Kriyas Mashachis Ve'arvis, Ki Em Mitzvah Svo Yomush, Apo Gamdi Ve'erkamed Nidori, Mashma Lechire Ve'yuchese Kavosit Rav Yechon? שהיום הוא שום גם ממר את רב גידו הוקמשנו בו עם מתנת כפי שחי וערביס צמיר את רבי יחנן מקום בו כמשמע להיקול הגדלה והולך לאחמי דהו רבי יחנן בעצמי יאמר ודובו זה עושו להם רבי בפני המורס it's very strange, what do you mean? משמע להיקול הגדלה, what is it? is the Rambam is חס ושולם מפרומק he wants to be more from than the Gemara I mean, what kind of talk is this? So, what does the Lachem Mishneh say? So, I don't know what Lachem Mishneh means, but maybe it means, so the plain text on the Rambam means, that, as the Ritva says here, that, poi patnafshik v'shavach is, yudochik nafshik. Unless he happens to be very busy certain days. He happens to be very busy certain days. So then, it's even with Krishna Shachit. So then, Krishna Shachit v'arvis is in lieu of Kriyasi. But, if it's not busy, so then, there has to be a real kriyasikim, not kriyas shachis v'arvis that he's doing it anyway. That he's doing it anyway. But he says what he might mean the Lachem Mishneh, mashmalai kulik dele. You see, so he says, v'holach la'achmi yodo rabbi yichanen ba'atzmi yomar, v'idov ozeh oso le'im le'bivnei amoretz. So what does it mean? If rabbi yichanen says, v'idov ozeh oso le'im le'bivnei amoretz, so what does it mean? I mean, we should falsify the Dina Torah, Chas V'Sholem, just because an Amoretz will be induced, you know, not to learn, so we can falsify the Dina Torah. We cannot falsify the Dina Torah. The answer is, we should say it, in other words, we should, because in essence, the Chiyuv is not Trish Meshachiz Va'aviz. Essentially, the Chiyuv is Kriya Sikim Torah. But, for someone who is busy, so Kriya Meshachiz Va'aviz is also a fulfillment of Kriyasit. So the Mele, we should be careful to not to say it explicitly, because then there might be a mikshul. Every Amoretz will say, oh, we don't have to learn. Well, who has to learn? So you can be behind the mitzvah by saying Kriyashat Mashachit Varis. So because of that, the Rambam didn't mention the Halacha. The Rambam didn't mention the halacha that b'shas hadchak he doesn't even have to be kevayitim and he'll be yitzei l'tzriya shmashachis v'arvis in order there shouldn't be a mikshul. So he said, chayim v'kveil is ma'al l'talmud Torah, and that's the chiyuv. And when someone is yitzei b'shas hadchak, chrish l'achmi, it's also kriyasitim. So it's not. So in other words, This is the reason as to why the Lachem Mishneh is trying to explain why the Rambam doesn't spell it out. That if someone is busy, so the Kriyasitim consists in Kriyas Shavuos. So that he doesn't want to spell it out. Because Rabbi himself says, Dovah Zeh Oso Liv Amoretz. And after all, the Rambam is for everybody. I mean, every Amoretz can take a hold of the Rambam and read it. So Memele, because of that, the Rambam doesn't spell it out that b'shas hadchak can be kind of mitzvah. But essentially the mitzvah is a mitzvah of kriyasitim l'tor. Alright. So that is the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Mehilches Talmud Torah, Halacha Ches. Now, let's see how the Rambam Rambam in Bergimu, Mihuches, Talmud Torah, so then he says like this, he's Halacha Aleph, he says, Bishlisho ksorim nichduru Yisrael, kesateimo vikesakihuno vikesamalkos, kesakihuno zocho biyar, shenema vohoi soloi uvizari acho, uviz kunasego, kesamalkos zocho bidobi, shenema zari leilom yie, kisiki shemesh, neg, כסתירו הרימון אחמאי מדומוכון לכל ישראל, שנאמר תירו ציבור לנו מי של ראש הכל הסיעה, כל מי שאיר ציור במייתם. So, this is our how. Then he says, אם פרגימו our חיות, כל המייסים על ליבי שיעסק בתירו, ולא יעסק מלוכו, ויספר לי סמנת צדוקו, no. פרגימו הלוך אבו, מי שנושא ליבוי, לקיים מצווה זו קורו, ולי איס מוכתר בכסר תירו, לא יסיע דייטי לדבורם אחרת, ולא יוסים על ליבי שיקנה תירו עם מואשר בעקובת כחס. כך ידרקו של תירו, פז במלך תיכל ומים ממסורות תשתה ועל אורץ תישון, וחיית צער תחיה ובתירת העומר, ולא יולך לאדור הליגמר, ולא יעתו מחיר וליבות ממנו, ואם ירביסו תירו ירביסו שכר, והשכר לפי הצער. שם התימר עד שעקב עצמו מן ארזה ועקרו, עד שעקנה מה שאני צורך, ואפנה מעסוקה יבאר זה ועקרו, אם טל למחשוב איזו העולי פרו, אין את זה יחל לכיסך של תירו לילו, אלא עשי תירוס חוקבה, ומלאכתך הרוי, ולתימה, לכשאפנה אשנה שם וליסים. So it seems from the Rambam that the Rambam has two kinds of kiyumim of Talmud Torah. There is a minimum of Talmud Torah, and the minimum of Talmud Torah is Kriyasitim Torah. So that's the minimum. But that minimum itself, so sometimes manifests itself by just saying Kriya Shema Shachris. If he is very busy and he really has no time. But otherwise, it must be mamish kriyasitim ha-Torah. That's the minimum Talmud Torah, that every Jew is mechuyev. And then there is a mitzvah korol that is reserved for those who want to be zeichet b'kisra shofer. So in other words, so v'kisra b'nyimu v'laylo can be fulfilled in two ways. Either by krish meshachis v'arvis, or kriyasitim ha-Torah, that's ein ha-Torah. Because Krishna Shachin Vahavis is also Kriyasitim HaTorah. So, that end, it can be fulfilled by literally Yom HaLayla. So the Mamish Yom HaLayla, that's for one who wants to be Muchter B'Kesatir. So that's why the Rambam, you see, in Perikale, he doesn't mention about learning Yom HaLayla Mamish and there is no iser for a person to be involved 24 hours a day in business. There is no iser. And the Groin Shlisel Yo says, and also the Groin the Biuragro, so he says that Hanibon Minag Derecheretz, Vosafri Benecho Hanibon Minag Derecheretz, implies not only a heter to be Isik in Derecheretz as much as it is necessary to make a living. Let's say a person can work 3 hours a day and will make a nice living. But if you work 10 hours a day, he'll become rich. So there is no avere in working 10 hours a day and becoming rich. But that person cannot aspire to be muhta b'kesa shofer. He cannot. And so he cannot be. So if somebody wants to be muhta b'kesa shofer and to be mikai mitzvah talmud Torah koro, the maximum. In other mitzvahs we don't have it. In other mitzvahs, we don't have it. That one kind of mitzvah for one person and for a Talmid Chochem, another. The same mitzvah, lulev is lulev, shofar is shofar. It doesn't make any difference. The biggest gadol in the novi shev Yisrael, he has the same chiyuv of hearing shofar as the odom poshut in Yisrael. The same mitzvah in Talmud Torah. So it is, they are degrees. But even the Ram will agree with some of the Rambam's lomdes. The Rambam's lomdes. It doesn't mean the Ram doesn't mean that kolodom lumi tomidim b'maylo kifikechei, that every Jew is mechuyev to learn 10 hours a day, 10 hours a night, and that he just has to sleep a minimum. The Ram doesn't mean that. That was never done by Jews, and the practice of the Gdeli Hador in Europe, I mean 100 years ago, 200 years ago, that if a student of Torah did not show that he is Nafshe Choshke Bator, So they told him to learn a trade and work. If there is a mitzvah upon everyone to learn, so why should they advise that way? The Ram uses the lotion. Chayiv kolodom lil mei tomid yeim v'layla kifikeichei. Kifikeichei doesn't mean up to the maximum physical strength. Kifikeichei means according to his strength, of course, and according to his talents, his kishreines, and also according to his dispositions. If somebody is nafshe loy choshka bateiro, so we cannot tell him, well, you learn every day, 10 hours every day. Every day you learn 10 hours. Why? Because he can. Because he has clear chofshis. Of course he has clear chofshis. But that's not kivikeche. If nafshi loy choshka bateiro, it's not kivikeche. So kivikeche means according to his own dispositions. So he has to learn the maximum. But you can't grab every boy, every Jewish boy in the street and tell him, well, you have to be Yeshiva Bochach and you have to learn day and night. That's not kivikeche. The only difference between the Ran and the Rambam is, according to the Rambam, so there is just a chiyuv, a mitzvah chiyuvis of kriyasik mutar. That's a mitzvah chiyuvis. And then the rest, over and above kriyasik mutar, is a mitzvah chiyuvis. And of course, there are all kinds of levels in the mitzvah chiyuvis. So, of course, any day man, one who learns 2 hours every day, to one who learns 1 hour a day. And any day man, one who learns 3 hours a day, the more he learns, the more he's in kind of mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that he's in kind of mitzvah korol. The mitzvah korol, that he should just do miloche as much as is necessary for him to make manos. And the rest of the time, so he should spend on Talmud Torah. So he spend on Torah. But if he doesn't do that, if he's interested in becoming rich, he's not in a value, but he's not Mikayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah. He's not Muchter B'Kisra Shal Torah. But so the Rambam in Perek Aleph, the Talmud Torah, he just mentions Kriyasitim Torah. That's all. Not Kivikeichei. According to the Ram, he's Mechuyev to learn Kivikeichei. In other words, if a person, according to his Keres HaNefesh, is able to learn 8 hours a day, so he's mechuyev to learn 8 hours a day. 8 hours a day. Masha'in Kein, but the Ram, but according to the Rambam, he's not mechuyev. He's not mechuyev. So the Rambam explained the Gemara Kipshute. Hokamashmu and Kibni Boy, but the Nashim Chisme Shachiz Varvis. So the Gemara really means Kriyasitim Matar. But Kriyasitim Matar sometimes means Kriyasitim Shachiz Varvis. If he happens to be very busy. But if he's not so busy, so then it means, L'chol HaPoches, as the Bach Mishnah says, Sho'achat Vayim, Sho'achat V'laylo. But after that, he's not Mechuyev. But of course, he's not Mikayim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah Karov. So since it's only Mitzvah Kiyumis, so mainly he's not Mushbo Mar Sinai. But according to the Ram, even if someone learned already 1 hour, 2 hours, if it is possible, according to his keches and according to his dispositions, to learn more, he's mechuyev. According to the Rambam, even if it is possible, according to his keches, to learn more, he's not mechuyev. But, of course, he can never be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Karov. This is the Shittas Rambam. And the Yosameach says, that according to the Rambam, so there are two kiyumim of Talmud Torah. There is a minimum, and that is Yetzer with Shachiz Varvis. What it means is really, Yosemeyah doesn't spell out Kriyasitim Torah, just says Shachiz Varvis. But it's more than Shachiz Varvis. Shachiz Varvis in certain situations is in lieu of Kriyasitim Torah. And then there is the for someone who is already in, who is low, so then the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to learn Yemo Malayla Mamish.
Yerchov Dal Nadorim Chav Zayin Cheshvan Heitov Shalom Ches November 8th, 1977. Tuesday.
Which is implicit in this drosha of Shinantam Shidivati of Nachdorim Mificho. There is also a mitzvah of us. Isaskes B'Torah. He's asking it all. So why does he have to say, "You chayv kavodam nil mitomidim v'laylo kivikeichei"? Because Even if it is already mechodalim b'fichah, even if such a godel that the kolatel kolin is mechodalim b'fichah, there is still he is still mechoyev to be misasik b'tel. So from there, so at first I said that the Ram will also be masking. Now, if we say that according to Mandoma. So according to Mandoma, that Bishon Bechol Kumecho is B'divrei Teiro Ksiv, so the mitzvah of Bishon Bechol Kumecho implies a mitzvah of Isaskas B'Torah, not just the Vias HaTorah. But according to Mandoma, the Krishme is the Raise, so then Bishon Bechol Kumecho deals with the mitzvah of Krishme. And the mitzvah of Krishme is not a mitzvah Talmud Torah, it's a mitzvah of Kabbalah Sama HaShemayim. It happens to be a parasha of Torah too. But the Chiyuv is not on the score of Torah, it's on the score of Krishme, of Kabbalah Sama HaShemayim. So then, the Posik in Yeshua says, V'yomush, V'gisim Yim V'laylo, but Eino V'rashu Yil Chadish Dovo. So it must be implicit in Vishnantor, and the Ram emphasizes in Vishnantor, he emphasizes the droshe of Divrei Machdol Mificho. Now this is expressive of the mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah, not of Yisachkes B'Torah. Now, but I thought about it again. And it seems to me that we can say in the Ram that the Ram also agrees that there is that there are two mitzvahs. Of course, even if we say that the shita of the Ram is there is only one mitzvah, so that's only alibi de mandoma that Krishna is the Raisi. But alibi de mandoma Krishna is the Rabbonon. So then, of course, there are two mitzvahs. So one mitzvah of Yisachkes B'Torah is implicit in Bishon Bechol Kumecho, and that's not a mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah. That's a mitzvah of Yisachkes B'Torah, not Yedias HaTorah, because that he can be mikayim even with Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvitz. But I only said that at the end of the Shia. I'll leave the mandoma that Krishna is the rice. So Bishon Bechol Kumecho is not expressive of any mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But so the only mitzvah of Talmud Torah that is implicit in the droshe of Mechododim. Mechododim is expressive of the mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah, not of Yisachkes B'Torah. But I thought about it, and it seems to me that even according to the Ram, and even Alibi de Mandoma, that Krishme is the rice. So mainly the posik of Shom Bechol Kumecho is not expressive of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's expressive. So still, there are two mitzvahs. Now, but both mitzvahs are not mefurish batal. According to Mandoma, Krishme the rice. So one mitzvah is the droshe of Vishinantom Shidvatirom Chodom Mifichot. And the other mitzvah is the mitzvah of Gisav Yim Olayro. True, for Gisav Yim Olayro is the posik in Yoshua, in Novi Hashoy El Chadish Dovo, but just because in Novi Hashoy El Chadish Dovo. So that means that this posik itself is included in Mishinanto. So in other words, there are two chiyuvim in Mishinanto. Both are not Mifurish Bator. Why aren't both Mifurish Bator? Because the mitzvah that is mefurish b'Torah is a mitzvah of teaching his son Torah, not that he himself should learn Torah. But the Vogiso itself, the Vogiso, the Yom HaLaylo, is declaratory of the mitzvah that is implicit, even though it's not mefurish, in Mishnantom. So there are two mitzvahs implicit in Mishnantom, not mefurish. But they are implicit in Mishnantom. One is Yedias HaTorah, and one is Asketor, like all the other shit. But then the question arises, so why does the Ram say here, that Shari Chayev Kolodom, Mistabili de Labdavki de Boche Mifta, Shari Chayev Kolodom, Milmei Tomi Yim Bilaylo Kifikirche, Vamrim Amfertam Adikdushim, Terabon Mishnantom, Shilvatiro Mechadom Mifichot. So why does he say? So he mentions only the droshe of Mechadol Mifichot. That's a mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah. Now, so in order to understand this Ran, we have to understand the two Lishimas in Rashi. Rashi has here two Lishimas. Now let's see. Let's say, be medayik in Rashi's Roshi. Valimuj Babel Basinai. The Chsibi Shinantom. The Tzorah Chodom Lishnes Beteo. Now, that means Mechodog Mifil. So if Rashi didn't say, so then you could say that when Rashi says, he means he's asking the Teiro, not the idea of Satira, because after all, Rashi doesn't even mention the whole Russian of the Gemara in Medushin, Mechudon Mifiro, Shimishalcha Odo, Altigamke, Melamel Miyad, in other words, that implies a mitzvah, not just of learning. A person could learn 20 hours a day, but if he doesn't concentrate so much as to know it thoroughly, so he's not behind the mitzvah of the material Mechudon Mifiro. Now, so if Rashi didn't say Lishnachine, we could say that in as much as Rashi doesn't quote the whole Loshna Gemara of Mechudon Mifiro, just says the Chsibi Shinandu Tzorochodom Lishnes Beteiro, that this too means his askes, not Yidias Ateiro. But in view of the fact that Rashi says Lishnachine, Valimush Bevin Marsinai, the Chsibi Yomushi Vratir Azeh, the Posik of Ogiso. The Posik of Ogiso is certainly expressive of his askes, not of ideas at all. So, and this is a posik in Yeshua, in Ovi Hashem Lechadish Dovor. So we have to say that this posik of Liyomush is declaratory of the mitzvah of Shantom. So then the question arises, what is the difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon? So we must say, the first Lashon, Rashi emphasizes the aspect of ideas at all. In the second Lashon, Rashi emphasizes the aspect of Isaskes the Torah, not the Isaskes the Torah. So we have to understand what, apparently, Rashi had two shittas. That's why whenever Rashi or any Rishi has two shittas, it means there's a certain question and there are two shittas on it. That's why he mentions two shittas. Now let's see. Kibni boye pota nafki mitrish mishachit ba'aviz. Now, so Rashi doesn't explain it like the Ran. The Ran is apparently a Yochid in explaining that anymore. So that way. So Rashi explained it like all the other Rishayim. That the Gemara doesn't mean you put a nafshei of the mitzvah in Foreshes, but not put a nafshei in the mitzvah shein in Foreshes. But it means put a nafshei ligamre. Because he can be behind the mitzvah of Isaskes, but with Kriya Sitzim Bator. And so why does the Gemara mention Kriya Shach Melachis? Because under certain circumstances, in a hardship situation, so even the Kriya Shma is considered as Kriya Sitzim Bator. If it's not a hardship situation, if he has ample time, so then Kriya Shma Shach Isvialvis does not can constitute Kriya Sittim. But where it's mitrek or nafshei, if it's a hardship situation, he has no time, he has to work, he has to do something, so then it's considered Kriya Sittim Ateiro. But in final analysis, boye pota nafshei b'tchrish v'shachtes v'arvis means Kriya Sittim Ateiro. Sometimes we require a more substantial Kriya Sittim Ateiro, and sometimes even this minimum is considered a Kriya Sittim Ateiro. So this is how Rashi explains. Kim di boi pot nafshu b'tchrish m'shachis b'aramis. Di chivin di kor, tchri ashma, kiru yomsh, di oma rev shimen b'yichoi, m'seches m'noches, kor akir e tchri ashma, shachis b'aramis, hariz ikir mitzvah sal yomsh. So what is mentioned? The posik in Yeshua. Then he says, toch kiri libo, di chivin di boi pot nafshu b'shinam tom, בתחי אשמה, תהיה איצי בידך ובוסי, מאיסי שבוע דער סינאי, מי שמוכה, תאומה, אש לפרק זה, ולהב מוש בבוכה, לפרופות הנפשי, והאוכה חורש. So he begins, he's supposed to be tabis in Bechovies. Rashi begins here in explaining the terrors of the Gemara. He begins with the posik in Yoshua, So in other words, possibly Yeshua is certainly expressive of the aspect of disgust as the Torah, not it is at all. And then he concludes, V'chimdi bo'i potanashim v'shinamtom. So the answer is, because Vogiso, which is a Potsik in Yeshua, could not be an independent mitzvah. It's only declaratory of a mitzvah in the Torah. Which mitzvah in the Torah? Vishnantam. So the answer is, so there are two mitzvahs in Vishnantam. One is Mechutot Mificho, and one is Vishnantam, that he has to be Shein Beteiro, he has to be Misase Beteiro. So then the question arises, so what is the significance of the two separate Lishenes of Rashi? Now, the Ritva and the Yeshua now the Ritva and the Mukhiyeche, they say, Vamrino Big More, Al Hot Rabbinu Basraise, Al Mush Babasina, Michael Bashmi Shom is Husen Ash, Han Rabbinu Kamais, Umadino the Hindi boy for the Ash to the Shakis Varavis, Hanish Wale, Peter Shot Amino the boy for the Ash to the Shakis Varavis, we know if Mechavis Vogiso, Han Lu Efchele, Tve, Chetzoch Lishtabet Tasayim with Panasosi, or Abochelo Mitra. So what's the Pshat, the plain Pshat, Abochelo Mitra, in other words, like the Rambam. Maybe the Ritva Shita is more than the Rambam. All right, but it could be like the Rambam. Kriya Shita, but B'mokim B'yevsher, so Kriya Shema Shachis V'Arvis is also Kriya Shita. Then he has an Adrosh. V'nirei L'forish, the Lav Davke look at Kriya Shema. Elo Leima, the Shuas V'Kisa V'Yenu L'Lailo. The Shuas, it means the Chiyuk of V'Kisa V'Yenu L'Lailo. Hayne Shem Yisasek B'Teiro B'Chol Mokim Shem Yirtze. B'Teiro Shem Chsar V'Yishe Ba'Opeh. והנה מושבע על פרק זה, ועל מסכת הזו. היו כך אם נשבע ללמוד על פרק זה, עוד במסכת הזו, חיו לחי להם. הרי זה כמי שנשבע שייכו פס היעים, והכי נשבע שייכו כיכר זו היעים, וחי לו עלי שבוע שני יונם. ולמה לא, so פה הוא שם מונטו כשבוע, שייכו פס היעים. Any pass can be this law of bread, it can be that law of bread, it can be any loaf of bread you can think of. But then he took another shvuah and he says that he has to eat after this loaf of bread. So then we are not going to say shvuah cholal shvuah. Why? Because the second shvuah has an additional element that the first shvuah did not possess, namely the eating of this specific bread. So if he hadn't taken the second shvuah, he could eat any bread and be mekayem the shvuah. Now that he took the second shvuah, he has to eat after this bread. V'akev yivah sheyichol kikazu ayim, v'chayel ha-shvuah shviyu namid, v'ava lo ishtab yukam ha-yise, v'ava kol ochem shviyu, v'ava zuka yitzimu. V'zem yirom yoch. Now, he says, the Mukayese, the boy Potanapche, him kachen mush bal peir izeru al misach dezu. So let's say, if he took a shvui to learn bom mitzie, so he could be mekayem mitzvotam teyo by learning bom kam, he doesn't have to learn bom mitzie. The holy loka, Potanapche, the tishmem, mishim dehoche, yitze, mishil menoche. Kim she korod, o mitzvot shachiz, ba'am, kim is kunyom. Avu dua boche motzo netruce. Du mechayem lu mi peir izeru misach dezu mamish. Uchiyu, Dovah Oshus Mamesh, Loh Echai Yishuah. Now the question arises, this pshat seems to be so reasonable and so obvious. I mean, how could anyone argue with this? I mean, this seems to be so sound. After all, I mean, of course one can be tiny mitzvah of Talmud Torah, no matter a person could not learn Kolatere Kuli in 1 hour, in 1 day. So why is he Mujma Mar Sinai? Why is he Mujma Mar Sinai? He's not the Mujma Mar Sinai after this period. He wants to learn this period now, but he could learn another period. It seems to be very reasonable. And the Ran definitely rejects that shot. Because if the Ran was bothered, how can we say צריש איז ניט טייער, צריש משאַך איז וואוויס. האב איך היי פאלן דו מיט טום דין וואל אויף די קייך. Fine. But he doesn't have to learn Perek Zeh. And because of that, the Ram has to explain the Gemara on the basis of the Shittas Rambam, that when it's Nishba, when it's Nishba, Dovo Shem Mufurish Bator, even though it's in the Raise, so then, so the Shui is Chal. Why does he have to resort all that? Why didn't the Ram explain it simply, the way the second Roshan in the Ritva explains it? That seems to be very simple. Now the question is not only against the Ram. The question is against all the Rishayim who don't say what the Ritva says. But at least in respect to the other Rishayim, they are not mechadish, such a big chiddush. But the Ram, because of the difficulty he had in the Gemara, so he had to be mechadish such a big chiddush. Such a big chiddush. Why? Because he was disturbed by this Gemara. How does the Gemara say, Kimdi boi potanavchi? And because of that, so he had to be mechadish such a chiddush that it doesn't mean he could patter himself. He could patter himself of the mitzvah pereshes, but he certainly couldn't patter himself with the mitzvah that he is implicitly droshing. Why? He could patter himself of everything by learning another period. He could learn Yom HaVolayl, another period. So we have to say now, so apparently the Ram Shittis, the Ram and all those Rishayim who don't say what the Ritva Mugiesev said, so they hold that even though he could learn another period, but since there is a chiyuv to learn Kol HaTorah Kula Mitzat from the point of view of the aspect of Yedias HaTorah. So if a certain Jew, now I know a certain Rav who happens to be a big Lamin, I mean he learned in Europe in Yeshivas, he doesn't live in Chicago, he lives in New York, but in America, so he learns every year and several times a year Miseches Beit. The man never studied in the regular way any other Misechta for the last 30 years. Only Misechta Beit, but of course from time to time he's a big Lamin. So he looks into other Gemaras too, sometimes he passes in Shilas, but this is the Gemara that he learns regularly. And he makes a Siyam HaMiseches Beit five times a year, and the next year the same thing. So, from the point of view of a disagreeable Yemulayim, of course he can be Mikayim. From the point of view of Vishinanto, it's true that even if one learns 1,000 times Miseches Beit, so if he learns it again, he'll learn something new. But how about the other Misechtes? So there has to be a certain parity. I mean, so since there is aloche of shenamtam shidivretirum mechodot mechichor, so there has to be a certain parity. Not that he should study 1,000 times Miseches Beitze and learn Miseches Vochim just once. So that means, so from the point of view of shenamtam shidivretirum mechodot mechichor, he's not mitayim. So in other words, he's mechuyev to learn everything. But we cannot tell him, you learn this today. He can decide for himself what he'll learn today. But he has to learn everything. So mimele, the shitas haram is that also comes within the halacha of lo yiyachu dvorei, dvorei ni mechel, avu mechel l'chev tishamayim. I will make a lechef tishamayim, so that shvuye, in other words, you see, because nishma l'kayim samitzveh depends upon nishma l'matra samitzveh. Because why is there no call by nishma l'kayim samitzveh? Because it's lesser b'lavehen. Why is it lesser b'lavehen? Because nishma l'matra samitzveh, there is no call. So in other words, the important consideration is whether it comes within the halacha of Dvorin Meichel Av Meichel Chavtei Shemayim. So that's the drosha. Dvorin Meichel Av Meichel Chavtei Shemayim. In other words, Nishma L'Matel Samitzveh is not Chav. Is not Chav. There's no Chalaisi. So Mimele, the Shittas Aran apparently is that even though where there is a mitzveh that has to be done not in 1 minute, in 1 hour, in 1 day, but in the course of a long time, and you have to do it. It involves many asiyas. It involves many asiyas. I mean, the mitzvah of the shnantes shilatir mechadam mificha involves an indefinite number, an inexhaustible number of ma'asim. Kol mechayo vant, as long as he lives. So, but he's mechuyev to learn everything. He's mechuyev to learn. So he's mechuyev to learn the Dorim, he's mechuyev to learn the Mitzir, he's mechuyev to learn the Basim, the Kam, everything. Every Iyan HaTorah is mechuyev to learn. Now, since he's mechuyev to learn everything, so Mimele, if he takes his Shvuyeh, and one of the things that he's mechuyev to learn, even though he will not be an Abayan if he will not learn this Iyan today, he can learn this Iyan a year from now. And from now until a year from now, we learn something else. But it is Chavetz Shemayim. If something is a mitzvah kiyumis, that is not a mitzvah kiyumis, so that doesn't come within the category of Chavetz Shemayim. Chavetz Shemayim it represents that which is a mitzvah kiyumis. But when someone takes a shvuah, lo yeshne nidor. If he says lo yeshne nidor. He's mechuyev to learn nidorim, but he doesn't have to learn nidorim after today. He can learn b'mitzia today, and he'll learn nidorim 5 years from now. But he's mechuyev to learn nidorim today, just as he's mechuyev to learn b'mitzia today. He's mechuyev to learn to know and to absorb the knowledge of kol atzeri kulei. But it's impossible to learn kol atzeri kulei in 1 day. So b'meile, he has alternatives. Which learn first? But everything comes within the halacha of Chavetz Shemayim. See, it's not like a mitzvah kiyumis. Mitzvah kiyumis means that he's not mechuyev. If he does it, he's becoming a mitzvah. So that's what Gemara says. Kimdi boy but nafshim tchus meshachis v'alvis. Whatever the pshat is. Whether the pshat is that it's not a mitzvah mefresh v'atel, or even the mitzvah she'en mefreshes, he's kai. But that it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, a mitzvah chiyuvis. That's why the shvuah is chal. But if he couldn't pattern himself b'tchish meshachis v'alvis, even though he could learn something else, but he's mechuyev to learn something else too. So the mele everything comes within the category of Chavetz Shemayim. So the mele, if somebody will take a shvuah, lo yesh neperek ze, lo yesh neperek ze hayei momocho. So then the shvuah is not chal because dvorim demeichem bechol shemayim. Since the shvuah is not chal ibatel, so the mele. So if there is no korban likayim because it's less of a lava head. Now, there is a machlekes between the Rosh, and I think the Rashbo is also like the Rosh. I think so. The Nezikim here, they mentioned the Rosh, but I think that the Rivosh is also like the Rosh. The Nezikim mentioned the Rosh. So there is a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rivosh on one hand, and the Tashbats on the other. Now the halacha is, there is a mitzvah of him, but the Yovim does not have to be miyam. He can be chavetz. Suppose the Yovim takes his shvuah. So if the Yovim takes his shvuah, he says, shvuah shalo yayavim, lo yachleitz, then of course it's a shvuah shalom. It's nishba lagos ha-mitzvah. Suppose the Yovim takes a shvuah shalo yayavim, a lachleitz. Is it a shvuah shalom or it's chal? So the Rosh, the Chumas Rosh, and the Rivosh, they both say that the Shvuyeh is Chal, because it's Hefshah B'chlitz. The Tashbat says that the Shvuyeh is not Chal. Now the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rosh. In Siman Resh Lamedtes, Sif Zayin, Hanishba Lachleitz Liyivemteh, Ein Zeh Nishba Levad L'Samitzeh, Dibididei Tal Rachmoneh, in Michal in Yavin, in Michal in Lach, it's like Yosh, the Tashbats. No one of the Nesekeli mentioned the Tashbats, but the Tashbats is Chet. Now, so, of course, it goes without saying that according to the Tashbats, if in this case, you see, in this case, it's not as chomor as the case of Yishmue, where he says, Shvo shaloi eshne peretz, shaloi eshne. So over there, so the Ritva says, it's not Nishbalvato Samitzvah because he can learn another peretz, even though he's mechuyev to learn this peretz too. The answer is, but this peretz he can learn tomorrow, he can learn a year from now. He has to learn, they'll have plenty of things to learn a year from now too. So this is what the Ritva says. But according to the Tashbats, the Tashbats says that even in the case of Nishbashalo Ilayab, where the Torah itself gives him a choice, Yiv Mochlit, and he doesn't, so if he decides to be Shalom Yavim, he's to Geshwe. If he decides not to be Miyavim, so that's his right, that's his alternative. So we'll never have to be Miyavim if he decides to fail it. Still, the Tashbats holds that it's Nishbal Vatos HaMitzvah. Why? Because since the Chiyuv is in the form of an alternative, so Mimele, it comes within the Aloha of Hefti Shemayim and the Shvue to be Mivate, one of the alternates of the Mitzvah Chiyuvis, comes within the Aloha of Dvarim Meichu. So it seems, Allah has come up, where he has no alternatives. And he is Mechuyev to learn this Perek and that Perek. But the alternative that he has consists in deciding which should be first. So, if in the case where he has no alternative to refrain from one alternative altogether and do that alternative, so according to the Tashbats, it comes within the mitzvah, with the aloha of Hefti Shemayim, alachas kamo v'chamo, where he has no alternatives. You need to do one or the other, where he has to do both, but he has alternatives which to do first. So certainly it comes in the aloha of Dvorin Emechon Mechon Hefti Shemayim. Dvorin Emechon Mechon Hefti Shemayim. Now, there is one more issue, I think, even though no one mentions it, but I think that it's Muchach, that according to Rashi Nozir, whoever it is, some say that Rashi Nozir, that's Rashi's Rebbe, the Talmud of Avnei Gersh, but whoever it is, so Rashi Nozir apparently agrees with the Shita of the Tashbats, not with the Shita of the Rosh and the Livosh. I'm referring to that Gemara, what the Gemara says, V'Rab Shimon Amar Aksim Yayin Mishicho Yazir, Ha'u Mi Boyle Lesa Yayin Mitzvah Yayin Ashus. Mai du shvam dalt harim us bayve mit dor masinai. So according to these ways, the Gemara's kashin is bit me up. Harim us bayve ben masinai. So why do we need a posik that the Nosef is also in Yayin Mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah that I said to make it a Yayin. He doesn't have to, he just won't involve me. So even without the posik, I should know that the Nosef is also. This is thesis. But Teisves, the Rosh, but Rashi explains it with Nechusim. How can it be that the Torah says that the Nozer is also Yayin Mitzvah? How is it possible that the Nozer should be also Yayin Mitzvah? He's Mutvah not Mar Sinai, so mainly he should be allowed. So the Nezira shouldn't even be Chal on Yayin Mitzvah. And there couldn't be Exeras HaKosuv that it is Chal. So Rashi says, all right, so if Rashi didn't mention the Gemara of Nishbal Vatlas HaMitzvah Potter, alright, but Rashi says, V'taymulom the Nishbal Vatlas HaMitzvah Potter, L'as Yishvuim Vatl Mitzvah. So for the same reason that Nishbal Vatlas HaMitzvah is not Chal, so the letter of Nizires, whereby Yasas Yayin, should not be Chal on Yayin Mitzvah. But, even according, so first of all, there is a big Chiddush in Rashi, that Rashi is Chilik on Moser Shem. Moser Shem hold that Zochreyu alayayim that the Gemara says, and the Chilta says, is only Nasmachte. But with the Rai say, all you have to do is just to say it for an hour. Rashi Shittit is not like that. That it's not Nasmachte.
But one thing is clear, that Rashi agrees that he is not mechuyev to make kiddush dafka al yayin. He can make kiddush al pastu. Even with Rabbanon he can make kiddush. So he has two alternatives. He has two alternatives. So according to Rashi, the Shvui will not be hal. Why? So Rashi Shite obviously is like the Tashbats. Rashi Shite is like the Tashbats. That since the halacha of Nishbal Matos HaMitzvah, that it's not hal, is implicit in the Droshe of Bohem Nechla, Nechla Chatzishamayim, so too, a mitzvah chiyuvis does not come within the category of Chatzishamayim. But a mitzvah chiyuvis that is in the form of two alternatives, so either alternative is a Chatzis Shamayim. Because he's mechuyev to do one or the other. So Memele, if he takes a shvuah on one of the alternatives, so it's Chatzis Shamayim, it's not Chav. Now, so Memele, according to that, so it's only logical that if, in the case of two alternatives, where he has the alternative to reject one alternative altogether, so it comes within Alochat Shemaim, Lachas Kama Bechamo, where he doesn't have the choice of rejecting one alternative altogether, but he just has the choice of determining which alternative should have priority. But in the long run, he must do both. So it certainly comes. Now, but it's possible. Just 1 second, please let me finish. But it's possible that even according to the Rosh and the Rivosh, who say Nishbashalu Liyave, so the Shvui is Chal, so it's only over there because he's not mechuyev to do both. He's mechuyev to do one, so he decides to do one alternative, not the other. Mashenkin in this case, it's possible. I mean, you could argue either way. Mashenkin in this case, where he doesn't have the choice of doing one and not the other. He has to do both. But he has the choice of determining the priority of one as against the other. So maybe the Rivosh could have. He could and he could not. So, of course, it's Muchach that the Ritvor and the Mukiyeser will certainly not agree with the Tashbat. They'll agree with the Rivosh and the Rosh. The Rivosh and the Rosh. But the others, so in other words, so this is the Ramshi. So we don't have to say, if the Ram agrees with the Tashbat and Rashi knows here, then of course, so he couldn't say, he couldn't explain the Gemara on the base, so he couldn't say what the Ritva says. But even if the Ram agrees with the Rashbo, I'm sorry, even if the Ram agrees with the Rivosh and the Rosh, so he still could distinguish between Nishba Shaloi Yabin and Nishba Shaloi Esh the Perigzeh. Because Nishba Shaloi Yabin, he has the choice, the Torah gives the choice to reject the other alternative, the alternative of him altogether. But here the Torah didn't give him a choice to reject it. The Torah gave him a choice to decide on the priority. But he has to do both. So that, the unhold, comes with the aloche of Heftishama. Now one second. So in melee, we could say, it's more mistaken that way, that the Ram will agree with all the other Rishonim, that according to everybody, there are two aspects in Talmud Torah. One aspect of Talmud Torah is an aspect of Yedias HaTorah, and one aspect of Talmud Torah is an aspect of Issachar HaTorah, of Issachar HaTorah. But the Ram Shite is, why doesn't, now even according to the Mandomar, the Trishma is the Reise. So there is no mitzvah mefureshes for Issachar HaTorah. According to Mandomar, Trishma the Rabbanon, and Mishav HaKamecho deals with the Torah, so then there is a mitzvah mefureshes of Issachar. But according to Mandoma, or the Trishma is the Reise. So there is no mitzvah mefureshes either for Issachar or for Yedias HaTorah. But the mitzvah she'ein mefureshes, there is. Where is it implicit in Mishneh Anton? So in other words, so there are two mitzvahs implicit in Mishneh Anton. One the droshe mechodon b'ficho, and the other one the droshe that is mentioned in Yoshua of Loyomush of Bogis of Yerushalayim. It is mashma for Rashi. From Rashi, it's certainly mashma like that. But so it's, so the, why does the Ram just mention? And he doesn't mention the answer is very simple, and that's the reason as to why Rashi is doing it. Because from the point of view of Issachar's Bateiro, that he certainly could be Mikayim with any parent. What difference does it make as far as the element of Issachar HaTorah? So like that Rav in New York, Kol Yomov, he learns Miseches Beitzeh, he's Mikayim the mitzvah of the Gisa B'Yim of Alayla, this aspect of Talmud Torah, of Issachar HaTorah, very well. He can learn it for 1,000 years and he'll be Mikayim the mitzvah. But the Ram Shite is... So the Ram was bothered. Why does the Gemara ask the Kasha? Valimush Bobeimit Mar Sinai. After all, because he's not Mushbam the Spirit. So obviously, when the Gemara has the Kasha, Mush Bobeimit Mar Sinai, the Gemara had reference not to the aspect of Issachar HaTorah. As far as the element of Issachar HaTorah is concerned, the Gemara wouldn't even ask. The Gemara had reference to the aspect of Yedias HaTorah. Yedias HaTorah, so we cannot say he can be Mikayim, we can learn another Perek now. But he has to learn this Perek too. Alright, so he can decide upon the priority, but everything comes within the Chiyuv. So maybe it comes within the Aloche or our Nemechon Chepsi Shomayim. So, in Meile, Nishmele Vatel shouldn't be Chal. So, in Meile, Nishmele Kaim, there shouldn't be any call. So that's the Kasha of the Gemara. That's why the Ram only emphasizes the aspect of Yedias HaTorah. Because as far as the aspect of Issachar HaTorah, then it goes without saying that it can be Mikayim with one Perek, Kol Yomov, the mitzvah of Agiso. And that's the reason as to why Rashi is Rishonis. Now, according to Rashi, so of course there are two aspects. And both are implicit in the Pasuk of Mishneh Anton. One, Yedias HaTorah, that's implicit in the Droshe, Mechudorim Lificho, and the aspect of Issachar HaTorah is also implicit in Mishneh Anton, and it is expressed in the Pasuk in Yehoshua. So, Rashi in the first lashon, Valimush Bevemit Masin and Yachsiv Mishneh Anton, Titzor Chodom Lishnes Beteiro, Titzor Chodom Lishnes Beteiro. So Rashi explained it on the basis of ideas out here. Of ideas out here. Lishnachine valimush beveim it mar sinai. Dirsi, liyomuse vratirazet. So that is the second lashon. The kasha of the Gemara of Mushbeveimei is not from the point of view of the element of Yidiyas HaTorah, but from the point of view of the element of Yisasul HaTorah. So then is the Gemara Steret, Kim di bo yipotanaf, bitriyashma shachis ve'arvis, dichiv niko, triyashma is kim liyom, די אומר אפשים בן יחוי מסכת נוחס כל הכיר יקריא השמה שחיס בערביס הרי זה כי אין מצס ליונש וכי ונדי בו יפות הנפשי מבישננתו בקריא השמה וייצי בו ידחי בוסי מצי שבוי דה סיני משמוחה וכל מרשת פרק זה דו להבו משמוחה לקבור בן נפשי והאוכה חול לא שווה. So in other words, according to Rashi, so the teretz of Gemara is a teretz according to both Lashonis and Rashi. Because according to the first Lashon Rashi, that the mitzvah, of the kasha of Gemara was based upon the element of Yediyas HaTorah. And so then the Gemara Steretz is given the Korotrish Mekim Yisliyom, which Rashi mentions the Gemara of Rav Shem Ben Yochai. So that means that if Bishas Adchak, so then he's not Mechuyev to learn if he already said Triash Mashach Islam. Because it's a Ptur on the Mitzvah of Shedivetir Mechadon Mefich also. Because after all, you cannot absorb Kolatere Kule by learning one day, so you have to spend your lifetime in learning the Torah. So if it's Sheshas Adchak, so then he fulfills even the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah through Kriyas Mashach Yisvaros, through Kriyas Shach Milachos. And then, as far according to the second motion, so the Pshat in Kortrish Mashach Yisvaros is, as the Ritva says in the second motion, and the Ritva says in the second motion that this is the Pshat Krishma Shachiv Arvis. Not that the Gemara means Rav Shimon ben Yochai's din, that Bishas Adchak he's Beyetze Talmoteire of Tri Shachiv Arvis. In other words, he means because he doesn't have to learn after this Perek, he can learn any Perek, and it can be Shachiv Arvis too. It can be any Perek in Tri Shachiv Arvis, it can be any Perek in Tri Shachiv Arvis, anything. So the Pshat in Krishma Shachiz Varavis, the Ritva says in the second version, doesn't mean Krishma Shachiz Varavis. He means it can be fulfilled with any Perek. So in other words, if the Kasha, according to the first version, that the Kasha is from the point of view of the Mitzvah, of Mechidodim Bificho, so then when the Gemara says Krishma Shachiz Varavis, the Gemara really means the Gemara Menochis. So in other words, Bishas Adchak, that's only Bishas Adchak, and Bishas Adchak, he can be Eitzei the Mitzvah of Mechodot Mifichato. As far as that, because from the point of view of Mechodot Mifichato, a Jew is Mechuyev to learn every day and every night. But Bishas Adchak, so the portion of Torah in respect to Mechodot Mifichato, you can fulfill by Krish Mashachis Baalis. So, and according to the second Lashon HaRashi, that the Kashe of the Gemara of Moshe Bar Sinai is from the point of view of the element of Isaskes B'Torah, so then when the Gemara says, "Kim di boy put an afshe pri shachis v'arvis," the Gemara doesn't mean dafke the Gemara Menoches, even though Rashi mentioned Gemara Menoches. That's because of the first lashon of Rashi. But according to the second lashon of Rashi, so when the Gemara gives a teretz, given the boy potashim for shach la'arvis, the Gemara means as the Ritva in the second lashon explains it. According to the Ritva in the second lashon, this is what the Gemara means. Not that the Gemara could have given another teretz, but this is what the Gemara means. The Mekiyesef says the Gemara could have given another teretz, but the Ritva says this is what the Gemara means in the second lashon. Now let's see Let's see the Rosh now. Neder Godel, Neder Lekei Yisrael, Labayne Neder Mamish, Dovo Yikra Neder Elo Shematvis Bidobar Anod, Elo Mechashvin Olei, Kilu Nod Atzdok, Tamrin On Fere Kamer Yudu Shishono, Bifichot Zuzdok, Bifichot Zuzdok. So in other words, that Rosh Yisrael Kamra, and Ram, according to the Ram, so that the second Rab, the second member of Rav Gidol, has reference to Shvuah. And according to the Rosh, it doesn't have reference to Shvuah, it has reference to Neder. But the question is, Neder has to be Yisachevtze, and Neder is not Chal Bikum Masei altogether. But there is a special Aloche. There is a special Aloche of Nidrigaveya. So Hegdesh is included in the category of Nidrigaveya and Zdoke. So the Rosh it is not only Hegdesh and Zdoke, but every meat. Every meat. Do we love any Neder Mamish? Do we need Neder or Shematris with Dobra Nid? Elo Mechashvin Olei, Kilu Noda Tzdok. Tam Dino, Fere Kamidu Vashishono, Bificho, Bificho Zuzdok. Bificho Zuzdok. So in other words, so that means that all mitzvah come within the Aloha Bificho Zuzdok. But there is one difference that the Rosh must recognize between Zdoke, Hegdesh and Zdoke on one hand, and other mitzvahs on the other. Because in Hegdesh and Zdoke, so there are two types of Nidorim that are effective. One is a real life and one is a rizu. By Shom mitzvahs, so even according to the Rosh, there is a aloche of a real life. There is no aloche of a rizu. So that is certainly not shayach. The aloche of a rizu has no shayches to other mitzvahs. So then the Gemara says, "Kashe, while the Mushbe be Yidu, Tichsiv or Gisa be Yimam Alaylo, the Apple Gav the Pnam the Kamon, the Ferik Bey Shamdor in Chomer of Lamitze in Bar Shus, Hain the Bin Edagom, Shemat is with the Rosa, the Alfin Mechid and the Rodi Shem, Milame in Chom of Lamitze, Avon Edak Hain the Dom Ritz Doke, like a Ribuye, the Yochel of Lamitze, the Gamina Mishue, in the whole of our mitzvah, we like a mifrach, mide bishvue. So, mide bishvue. So, and you cannot ask, but it's not shvue. So, meicha teise, that this aloche, that of nishba levatles a mitzvah is not chal. So, memele likayim. So, likayim is not chal either. So, and you see, we have to say that the Roshi from this Rosh, last time we discussed, we mentioned that Roshi is like Rambam. That the aloche of Dvorin and Michal, Michal Shemayim applies not only to the Batul Lam Mitzvah, but it applies also to the Kayim Lam Mitzvah. Now from this Rosh itself, it's a Raya, that the Shite is not like the Ram, that the aloche of Michal Shemayim applies equally to the Batul Lam Mitzvah and the Kayim Lam Mitzvah. So we cannot ask, so how can we apply the aloche of Dvorin and Michal, Michal Shemayim, which is supposed to be Dabi Shvue, how can we apply it to Neder Mitzvah? How can we apply it to Neder Mitzvah? So he says, Shvue Chmuro. So if there is a Zakos of Eden vis-a-vis Shvue, which is so chomo, that it's not chal, so Allah has come with chomo that it should apply to Neder Mitzvah. Now the question arises, is this. So what does he say? So Memele, since when is there a distinction between Neder and Shvue? That's in the case of Nidre Issa. Nidre Issa. So there is a fundamental distinction between Nidre Issa, which is Chevtze, and Shvui, which is Gavre. Masherinke, Nidre Mitzvah, which is like Nidre Tzdoke, so which is Bikum Vasei, so that's analogous to Shvui, because after all, just the Shvui is a Gavre. So Nidre Mitzvah is also a Chiyum Gavre. Atisa, because it's Bikum Vaseh, a Chiyum Gavre. So just as vis-a-vis Shvui, there is Aloche, Livatlas HaMitzvah, there is no Chali Shvui. So vis-a-vis Nidre Mitzvah, Livatil Olikai, it's not Chal. But the question is, and here it's Likayim, here it's not Livatil. And if the Roshite had been like the Ram, so the Mele, the Aloche of Dvorin and Michal, Michal Chetzi Shemayim has only application to the Vatul Vam Mitzvah, not to the Kaim Vam Mitzvah, even in respect to Shvui itself. So how could it have application to Nidre Mitzvah? Likayim, here we are talking of Likayim. So we see that Roshit is like the Rambam. that the aloche of dvorin nemeichel, and the kizachkos of dvorin nemeichel, and nechel vetsi shomayim, covers not only bitul v'amitzveh, but kim v'amitzveh too. But kim v'amitzveh too. So, that's the Gemara's kasha. Now, now the kasha is, monefshech, how can the Gemara say, how can the Gemara say that just as Shvui is not chal, l'kayim v'mitzvah, so neder mitzvah is not chal, l'kayim v'mitzvah. Where do we have neder mitzvah? So neder mitzvah is included in the parasha of Nidre Gavayim. So we have a special parasha of Nidre Mitzvah. So we don't have a special parasha vis-a-vis Shvui's mitzvah. So, Shvuyas mitzvah. So, we say, Dvorin Emecha, Nechal Tishmayim. But Neda mitzvah, we have a special parasha because it's included in the posik of Mephichot Zizdoke. So, just as there is a real eye, Gabi Zdoke, so also there is a real eye, Gabi, all mitzvahs, not Dafke Zdoke. So, Memele, it's not Shayach to say Dvorin Emecha, Nechal Tishmayim. So, then you ask, how can there be a loche of Nidre Hekdesh, of a real eye? Lehekdesh or Ari Elai Leaniin Dvorin Emichol Amichol Chetishmaim. The answer is that's the parasha of Nidre Gavayah. So Mimele, how can the Gemara ask? Valimush Bebeimedu, just as Nishmali Kaimus Amitzvah is not chal because of Dvorin Emichol Amichol Chetishmaim. So Neidea Laasis Mitzvah should not be chal. So then we have to assume that there is no special aloha of Nidre Mitzvah. But he just said that it comes within the aloha of Mephichot Zizdok. So, we'll have to say, two, there is a special aloha of Mephichot Zizdok that applies not only to Zizdok, but all mitzvahs, equally. But on the other hand, there is aloha of Dvorin and Mechel and Mechel Chet Shemayim. So then we have to limit the aloha of Nidre Mitzvah to mitzvahs kiyumiyes, not mitzvahs kiyumiyes. That's what I have to say. So this is not mitzvahs chiyuviyeis, because vis-a-vis mitzvahs chiyuviyeis, then there is no aloha of nidre mitzvah, because of the other aloha that applies of dvorin emeichel al meichel chavtei shamayim. And this is what the more austerity is. Kibni bo yipotot avshim tchish meshachis v'arabis, so it's a mitzvah chiyuviyeis only, over and above. Tchish meshachis v'arabis, over and above, kriyasi kimatei, or whatever. So it's a mitzvah chiyuviyeis, not a mitzvah chiyuviyeis. So the aloche of Dvorin Emecha Michal Chet Shemayim has no application, because Dvorin Emecha Michal Chet Shemayim applies only to Mitzvah Chiyuvis. That's Chet Shemayim. Mitzvah Chiyuvis is not Chet Shemayim. So the aloche of Bificho Zuzdok applies. So then the question arises, how about Zdok itself? So what do we say? That when is the aloche of Neder by Zdok only if the Neder is over and above what is Mechuyev? But, you know, the every Jew, even who gives Zdoke, how many Jews unfortunately don't give Zdoke altogether, but even the Jew who does give Zdoke, so he gives only what is Mechuyev, I mean, over and above what if one is Mechuyev, I mean, you can't even dare approach a person. So in other words, so all the Nidorim, all the pledges that are made by people for Zdoke, in view of the fact that most of the time, it comes within the limits of chiyuv. After all, one is mechuyev according to Rabbi Yeruchem, at least a tenth of his income, and according to the Rambam, a fifth of the income is mechuyev. So, I mean, who gives and who pledges over and above a fifth of his income? So Memele, that means that all these pledges are null and void. Dvorin Emecha Mechel Chet Shemayim. To be a terrible thing. I mean, if you tell it to them, you'll be able to get a nice contribution for telling that in to so many people. But it's inconceivable. It's inconceivable. So obviously, it's obvious. I mean, it's inconceivable that according to the Rosh, so the whole aloche of Bificho Zuzdoke will only, insofar as Ariola is concerned, is only shayach when somebody pledges over and above a fifth, over and above a tenth. But if it's within the limits of his chiyuv,
So then, if we made it out there, it's null and void.
Zink and zero. I mean, I don't think that anyone would agree that there is such a halacha according to the Rosh. But it does apply to mitzvah. So we have to say that the Rosh Shite is in line with the Shite of the Ramban that we mentioned. The Ramban and the Rambam, in other words, not as the Ktzei says, because the Ktzei says that by Ari Olai there is no Shite in the Chosim, but we saw that the Shite Ramban Chumash. And the Rambam in Lukas Mechile, the Rambam says even if the neder, if somebody made the neder Dovashal Boleilom, so he made Arizu, but it's Dovashal Boleilom, so it was not Chal B'Tiras Arizu. Kol Mashet Kol Vlach Shetelit Behemti or Kol Peiri Sheteitzi Sodi. So you and me, yani, so. He said Arizu, but it's not Chalmud as Arizu, it's Yidom HaShol Boreilom. So the Shittas HaRambam is that every Arizu, even though it's not Chalmud as Arizu, so it is effective with Yidom HaShol Boreilom. And the Ravid is Chalik on that, even though the Ravid is not Chalik on the Rambam Shittim, he has Erech L'chomim, because over there, the Rambam deals with the Neder of Arizu. V'chshuob HaBeilom, so Arayolai Lagdishay, but in Luchas Mechire, he deals with the neder of Arizu that was pronounced in respect to Yidom HaShalibo Leilom. So Shibo Leilom, so he's Mechuyev to give it Ani. And even if he died, so the Aniim can collect it from the Yosh. So that's a raya that there is a Shibut Nechosim. Even by Arayolai, not only by Arizu, but even by Arayolai, there is a Shibut Nechosim. And it applies even to Yoshi, who are not bound by the father's letter. So according to the Rosh, we have to say in the Hanan. You see, the aloche, there is aloche of Dvorin Michel, Abu Michel Hefti Shomai. So what's the aloche? That it has no chalesi. It has no chalesi. But in respect vis-a-vis Hedesh, and vis-a-vis Anim, inasmuch as besides the love of Balyach, and besides the bitlese of Klayitz and Pivyas, there is Shibit Nechosim, Bein in Arizu there is Shibit Nechosim, Bein in Ariolai there is Shibit Nechosim, Bein in Ariolai there is Shibit Nechosim. So we cannot say, and as far as the Shibit Nechosim is concerned, you cannot say that it's not halacha tishmai. The halacha of dvorin mechla mechla tishmaim only applies to a neder where there is no. The only chaleis consists in becoming oser, in becoming mechuyev. Let's say when someone takes a shvuah that he should not eat the veil, so he becomes oser, so he should become oser to eat the veil. So it's not, or he takes a shvuye shaloyeichal. So then we say dvor in mechal mechal chetzi shemayim according to the Ramban. But let's take a shvuye that is chal. So let's say he takes a shvuye shaloyeichal tikase. So it becomes an osa to eat the kikya. Or he takes a shvuye sheichal tikase. So it becomes mechuye, where the chaleis manifests itself in the iser and the chiyu that becomes incumbent upon the davre. So we say. So the melee vis-a-vis Nidre Mitzvah, where there is no other chaleis except the chaleis that attaches to the Gavre. Nidre Mitzvah, when he says that he'll learn Torah. I mean, he'll put on tefillah. The only chaleis could consist in the chiyu of learning Torah, of putting on tefillah. So we say, dvorin emeichol, lavol meichol, lechatzi shemayim. Mashe'inkin by nidre itzdoke. So besides the chaleis that manifests itself in the iser
in the chalitz that attaches to the gavre and manifests itself in the yisr incumbent upon the gavre not to do something or to do something, the chinuch to do something, there is a chalitz that attaches to the heftze. There is a chalitz that attaches to the heftze, and we saw, we explained the two ishayas in the Ramban in Matis. We saw that the two ishayas in the Ramban in Matis. So one version, so we said that the pshat in the Ramban in Matis is that the chiyuv, there are two din, two aspects in the doctrine. One din, one aspect is imon b'galach. That Amirosei, or even Mariolai, that it becomes Mishuga to Hegish, or to Ani. That's the moment aspect. And then there's another aspect, the Yisrael of Balyah. Now, so we said that there are two Lishenes in the Ramban and Chumash. According to one Roshin in the Ramban and Chumash, so one Roshin in the Ramban and Chumash is in consonance with the Sheikh of the Ramban here in Idorim, the Ran site. In other words, that it's lechumre. True, there is aloche of amirosi liani kimsirosi lehedi dome. But in addition to the moment the aloche of amirosi liani kimsirosi lehedi dome, there is also an iser like all other isurim. So true, from the point of view of the moment the aloche, we should say something moment local. But from the point of view of Israel, Bal Yachol, we say Lechumesh. But then there is another Losh Lechumesh. In Pasha Matis, we said that is not in consonance with the Ramban Shite here in Idorim, that the Ram cites. And that holds the true, there are two Aloches. There is Bal Yachol, and there is the Momdik Aloche, but the Bal Yachol and the Klaitzim Piviase, emanate from the Momdik Aloche. So anyway, so we see that by tzedakah, so there is, besides, so according to both regimes, so by tzedakah, there is also a aloche of a moment ago. So the mele, we got tzedakah, so even vis-a-vis the amount that one is mechuyev to give tzedakah, let's say a tenth of his income or a fifth of his income, according to the Rambam, so we do not say it's null and void, because when do we apply the aloch of dvorin in meichlam v'chlechev tishamayim? Only in respect to a afroi, where the soul chaleis attaches to the gavre. So then we say like shwe or nidremitzi, where the soul chaleis attaches to the gavre. The chaleis of the shvuye or of an idre mitzvah, like learning Torah or putting on tefillin, any mitzvah you use. So it attaches to the gavre. It manifests itself in a niser, incumbent upon the gavre, or in a chiyuv, incumbent upon the gavre. So there we say, dvor en mikhal chel shmayim. Masha'im keim, if the chaleis manifests itself not only in a niser or a chiyuv that attaches to the gavre, but the chaleis manifests itself attaches itself to the Hefze. So then the aloche of Dvorin Michal Michal Hefze Shemayim has no shaykhes to a chaleis that attaches to the Hefze. And since this Zerzakosu does not have a shaykhes to a chaleis that attaches to the Hefze, so Mimele, it doesn't apply even to the chaleis that attaches to the God. So where does the Rosh say that in a mitzvah vis-a-vis mitzvah yuvis, there is no chiyuv, there is no chalis neder, only vis-a-vis nidre mitzvah, but not vis-a-vis nidre hekdesh and nidre zoke. Why? Because in zoke, the chalis attaches to the hekdesh. And according to Rosh in the Ramban, so by zoke, the primary thing is the hekdesh. And even the chalis in the gavre is a result of the chalis that attaches to the hekdesh. Now, so that's Rosh in Ame. Hode in Dorim Cholim al Dvar Mitzvah, Haime Bitul Mitzvah, Kegen Dei Omar, Keinem Yeshiva Sukho Olay, Avon Imosa Leveil Olof Bikeinem, Loi Chayel, Dei Nisa Chol Alisea, Ho Adin Noda Likayim Loi Chayel.
So what does he say? Then he says, Hod in dorim chol avla mitzvah, hain bitl mitzvah. Ki gen doma, ki in yeshivez, suke olay. Abol in osal nevei lo olam, bikeine, loy chayel, di nisach alisa. So that we understand. In other words, if osal nevei lo olam, bikeine, so then it's not chayel. Why? Even by neder, it's not chayel. Even though by neder there is aloche, there is a kosuf of dvorin and michal, michal chetze shemayim is no application, because neder is nisach chetze. So the aloche of dvorin and michal, michal shemayim applies only to shvuyah, not to neder, but osal nevei lo olam, bikeine, then it's not chayel, because of another aloche, because of nisach alisa. But what Shaykh has said has it here. But the Rosh says, Ho adini, not only kind of chayim. How can you say, Enisachal alisa, not only kind? If you say, not only kind mitzvahs, Luisa say, then you can say Enisachal alisa. Enisachal alisa is a special tzakosu. It is induced, lo yichalelu, prat lezu shem choleles vimedes. That's the Gemara. In other words, so from that posik, Prat Lezushim Chalalas Vimedes, we learn out that if a Kayan, if a Kayan Tome will eat. Will eat trumot meyor, so we say in Nisachal alisa, prat lezushim chalalas, because it was also even before he became tummy, and the trume was at meyor, so mele he was also to eat it. So then we say in Nisachal alisa. So that's shaykh only by Yisuri, but it has no shaykhs. It has no shaykhs to chiyubi. So apparently the Rosh was aware of this difficulty. That how is a chayach to equate a chiyuv with an ism? So he says, because of that he says, Avu Mosal Nevil Olav Bikenev, L'chayim Din Yisachol Alisea, Ho Adin Yimod Alekayim L'chayim. Yimod Alekayim L'chayim. What's the chayach? No da, if one takes an edia, Yasas Nevil Bikenev, so he says, Yisrof al Yachol of Kinome is cannot be chal on the Yisrof 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 Yisrof. But if it takes an Eder to learn Torah, to put on Tefillin, it's not Shaykh Yisrof 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 So what must we say? I mean, it doesn't even make sense on the surface. So we must say that the Rosh is saying that just as there is a loche of Yisrof Yisrof Yisrof, there is also a loche of Yisrof Yisrof Yisrof. So he mentions that as a dimin. So we have to say, as the Avin Miluim says in Simen Yudveis. The Avin Miluim says in Simen Yudveis, and I mean, if the Avin Miluim didn't say it, so everyone would have to say it himself. Because he says that there is a fundamental difference between the general din of an Yisachar Yisrael. Let's say the Yisachar Yisrael, that suppose a certain woman is, let's say, so first became a grusha, and then she got married. So after she was divorced, she got married to another man, and then the second husband died. So she became an almona. Then he came married her. So we say in Yisachar Lisa, because she was asur already to Ikeyan before she married the second husband, and the score Gujo, so maybe the Isa Almono is not Chal and the Isa Gujo. Oh, let's say the same woman, so first she became an Ishisah, and then she became an Achisisho. So according to Rav Shimon, that we say in Yisachal Alisa, even in Yisachelel, so the Yisar of Achisisho is not Chal and the Yisar of Shisach. So that's Yisrael Sakos. It's Aloche of Yisachal Alisa. Now, in regard to that Aloche of Yisachal Alisa, so the Gemara says, I'll leave it at Rav Yisi. The Gemara in Yivomez, that's what I'm doing, says, I'll leave it at Rav Yisi. Not I'll leave it at Rav Shimon, but I'll leave it at Rav Yisi. That keep the Yisi in the Rishon Yivomez. In other words, so you need the whole halacha, according to Rabbi Yisi, the whole halacha of Nisach Halal Yisach is only that mitablonch. In other words, if let's say a woman was married to one husband, then this husband divorced her, and then she married another husband, and then the second husband died, and then he came and married her. So he says, Nisach Halal Yisach, only Bichayu Malkis, and the score of Gusho, but he will not be Chayim Malkes on the score of Almon. So, because it is a Chalisa, Ligabionch, but Kevin is in the Shoyim Mon. In other words, so you're not allowed to be Kevin a Rosh Niri Tzadik. Not only aren't we allowed to be Kevin a Rosh Niri Tzadik, but if someone is a Mumer Echon Iveles, and somebody else is a Mumer Lechil Shabbos, so you're not allowed to be Kaveh a Rosh Kal, it's a Rosh Kal. So Mele, if someone, let's say, was married a woman who was not only a Kerusha, she was a Kerusha and an Almono, a Kerusha Almono, even though he doesn't get Malkes on the score of Almono, he only gets Malkes on the score of Kerusha, but we cannot became him together with another person who was just even the Yisra of Gosh. So in other words, so that means how it is. Only with Abiyonshin is not how. This is what Rabbi Yisra says. It appears from the Gemara, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's different, that it's not even how with Abiyisra. But according to Rabbi Yisra, it's not how with Abiyonshin, but with Abiyisra to become a Rosh Gomo, it is how. That's the general meaning of Nisach Halisa. But Ligabe, so that Nguyen says, Ligabe Shu'e, so there's a Rayim Mefreshes, because there's a Gemara Mefreshes in Shu'es, that if somebody took his Shu'e, Shalom Yechon Neveles, so then there is no, he's not anywhere. So in other words, it's not only not Chalig Abiyonshin, it's not Chalot here. So obviously, this is what Avnei Ruim says. Avnei Ruim doesn't mention this Rosh. But, so obviously, we have to say, even though Avnei Ruim doesn't spell it out, but this is how the Avnei Ruim has to be understood. That there is a special halacha of Nisach Halal Yisach of Mush Beveit. A special halacha, a shvui b'karoche of Nisach Halal Yisach. In other words, and if there hadn't been a special halacha, on the contrary, as far as the Gzeres HaKosuf of Nisach Halal Yisach is concerned, the Gzeres HaKosuf of Prat Lezu, Velo Yichal Lo Yisro, Prat Lezu Shemechu Eles V'Imedes, so that is only Shayach Ligabe to Yisuri Teir, not self-imposed, to Yisurim that the Torah imposes. Not that the person imposes upon himself, like a Shui and Neda. So there is a Sakosuf of Prat Lezu Shemchalelis, that one Yisra cannot be Chal on another Yisra, that the Yisra of Almono, of Almono, the King Godel, cannot be Chal on the Yisra, on the Yisra Kosh, cannot be Chal on the Yisra, on the Yisra Kosh. Or let's say Chalolo can be Chal on the Yisra Kosh. So, Masha'inke, when someone takes a shwe, Shalayichon Nevelese. So, if there hadn't been a special halacha of Mush Beveimit Marasina, so then it would be hal, because after all, this is a Kosovo of Prat Lezu Shemcholeles has no implication to Yisurim that the person himself imposes upon himself. It's only halacha, the Yisuri Teira, one is a Teira, cannot be hal and another is a Teira. So, but Elisa Shvuye should be capable of being Chal on the Yisra Nevele. He is Oseh, but now he himself voluntarily imposes upon himself the Yisra. In other words, just as the Torah endowed the person with the power to assert himself Dibri Oshus, so why couldn't he assert himself that which the Torah assert him to do anyway?
After all, the Yisra takes effect as a result of his own afloy. So, but there is another aloha. There is another aloha of Mush Bevenet Mar Sinai. Of Mush Bevenet Mar Sinai. As a matter of fact, there are two shittes in Teisves, in Shavuos. They are not in the same version, not in the same Teisves, but there are two Teisves that are Seisar each other. So obviously, there is a Machloikas Hasheni. There is Teisves in one place in Shavuos. Teisves darf kommen sein mit Aleph in Shavuos. Menschen sind Yerushalm. That, now Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire, he holds that nicht weil kein Mensch am Mitzvah ist heil gekommen. Heil gekommen, nicht weil kein Mensch am Mitzvah. He is heilig. He is heilig an this din of the Rabbanon. That nicht weil kein Mensch am Mitzvah ist, less than the land of hand. So he's potter of God. So he holds, there is God. There is God. So the question is, so that means according to Rabbi Yehuda Zeire, if somebody will take a shvuah shaniach tefil, and he didn't, it wasn't a niach tefil, he's chayim kol. So the question is, what would Rabbi Yehuda Zeire say if someone took a shvuah shaleichu nevei? So Teisves in Shavuos Daf Kuf Zayin Aleph says